Listening section.
Section 1, best response.
Choose the best response to each question or statement.
Number 1. He was astonished to see his ex-girlfriend at his front door. Number 2.
It's all or nothing for this championship football game.
Number 3. The polish on his new car is shiny. Number 4.
Following all the new fads can be tiring and expensive.
Section 2, short conversations. Listen to the conversations, then answer the questions. Number 5. I can't wait for the arrival of my first grandchild.
Mom, I wish you would stop saying that.
What's the matter, son?
I'm not even married yet.
Question, what is the man's mother looking forward to? Number 6. What are you going to do tonight?
First, I'm going to go to the street market downtown. I'll stop by my favorite food stall and get a quick snack.
Sounds fun.
After that, I'm going to head over to the club and relax in the sauna.
Wow, you really know how to enjoy yourself.
Well, I don't do this too often.
Question, where will the man buy food? Number 7. It's hard to believe Paul once had a miserable childhood.
What are you talking about?
You don't know? When Paul was 3 years old, his parents died, and he ended up as a street urchin.
I'm astounded. He's so successful, and he seems to have such a good attitude.
Paul's a firm believer in the power of positive thinking.
Question. How did the man feel when he heard about Paul's story?
Number 8.
What are you reading?
I just finished a comic about aliens from outer space. It was a little scary.
How so?
Well, in the story, the aliens dominated the Earth. They were very cruel to the humans.
I wonder if my boss is an alien.
Question, what did the aliens do? Section 3, short talk. Listen to the talk, then choose the best answer to each question. For questions number 9 and 10.
Gift giving is different in different cultures. If you are planning to visit another country, you should research the appropriate ways to give and receive gifts. Do you give gifts to good friends only, or acquaintances too? How do you show your gratitude if you receive a gift? All of these things are important to know. For example, in China, you should always use both hands when you receive a gift, while in Saudi Arabia, you should use only your right hand and absolutely never your left hand to receive a gift. Wherever you are, do your best to behave graciously and do a little research before you go.
Number 9. Who might be interested in this talk? Number 10.
What advice does this talk give? Thank you.